Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
The college football experience, Colorado State Rams season preview for 2022 on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WinBet. Bet $50 at WinBet, get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WinBet. Download the WinBet app now or visit winbet.com. That's WYNNbet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold hard cash with their brand new over under game. Just head to sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's sleeper.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by us. Yes, the SGPN app is live in the App Store and Google Play Store. So grab that thing for free today and let it ride, people.
Hey, what's up, you degenerate gamblers? This is Bill Burr, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, baby.
Yes, yes, yes! Woo-hoo! Welcome! Welcome to the college football experience! Colorado State Rams season preview! My name is Kobe, swinging database Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick, this is a pick!
Nobody knows nothing.
Somebody knows. Double the price. But no one touches Dundee.
No one touches Dundee. And we're having a lot of fun. Hopefully you're subscribed on YouTube as you're watching these awesome graphics done by our graphics department. Shout out to them. Yes, watch on YouTube. We're breaking down all 131 FBS college football team solo podcast, just like we do each and every year. But we're new to YouTube somewhat. So subscribe, tell a friend, and I am joined by my co-host, give it up for former JMU Duke defensive back, the burrito eating sideline kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing, Patty C in the place to be.
Hi-oh! Well.
Yeah. That's what I like to hear, baby.
We're going to be ramming it today, Patty C, because we're talking about the Colorado State Rams.
Come on. And this team will not be doing any ramming it down anyone's throats because they are going to a new system. They were ramming it under Steve Addazio.
And if you look at this graphic, it's called Fort Air Raid, Patty C. Fort Air Raid. Yes.
Yeah, buddy.
Look, a friend of the program is the great Hal Mummy. He's been on the show before. Shout out to Hal. Great guy. I started the air raid with Mike Leach back at Iowa Wesleyan in the 80s. Created that offense with Mike Leach.
May have heard of Mike Leach before.
Yes.
If you know a thing about or two about football, you probably heard of Hal Mummy.
Wait, well, Mike Leach is our pal too, and I'll even let's give him Coach Leach a shout out.
This is Mike Leach, head football coach at Mississippi State, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
There we go. Coach Leach. Shout out to Coach Leach and Mississippi State. Hail State. But look, Coach Leach and Hal Mummy created the air raid offense. They had great success at Iowa Wesleyan. I don't even have to look this shit up. This is not on the screen. I just know this because we've hung out with Coach Leach back to his Wazoo days. Then he went on to Valdosta State, had success. Then they went to the University of Kentucky and had success with Tim Couch.
got him picked number one in the draft, actually.
Leach was Mummy's offensive coordinator throughout that process.
Yes. Okay. Yes, yes. And then Leach took the Oklahoma job with Bob Stoops.
As the OC there.
Yes. Yeah. And Mummy had Jared Lorenzen, rest in peace, from Kentucky. And now
Lefty Lefty. Yeah.
Yes. How Mummy's a genius. Mike Leach, genius. I love talking to both of those guys. And now we have Matt Mummy, who was his OC at Nevada for Jay Norvell. Now, here's what we got going here. Steve
Adazio.
That's how
Mummy's son, in case you didn't pick up on
that. Yes, that is how Mummy's son. So Steve Adazio was fired from Colorado State. Rightfully so, in my opinion. Yeah. But he is gone. And now Jay Norvell, which I know a lot of people scrutinize this. I know famous pistol creator Chris Ott, who the famous Nevada Wolfpack coach, created the pistol offense, which I know a lot of people over the years had took elements from. So Jay Norvell took a lot of money to go from Reno to Colorado State. That bothered Chris Ott because he said it was a lateral move.
Ott was Norvell an understudy of Ott's, or he just took
no,
over
he just him? Took it over. But I think perhaps on Ott's recommendation, I don't know.
Now Ott's salty, and maybe with right good reason. You know, the in conference move.
But a lot of money. Shit.
Sure.
Colorado State plays you a lot.
I'm not blaming him, but talk about spicing up a rivalry.
It is good. And it's must watch TV when they go to Reno later in the year. Whatever your side is on that, regardless, it's done. Jay Norvell is the head coach of the Colorado State Rams. Matt Mummy's the OC, and Norvell brought over a ton. All right. The I feel like 10 players in the portal. Their starting quarterback this year, all coming in from Nevada. And I actually think that might help. I know most years, like when Coach Leach went to Mississippi State, you know, he didn't bring any players from Wazoo, maybe one, if memory serves me correct. And so you were just taking those players and implementing them in the air raid. So you normally struggle some.
Yeah.
Well, this is going to be interesting because you're bringing not only your coordinators, which yes, Coach Leach did do that, but you're bringing a lot of players that know it already,
which is massive,
which is very massive. So we will see how that shakes out. Let's just go through it. Last year, Patty C, Steve Adazio, not an offensive juggernaut. They were 98th in scoring offense, 62nd in running the ball, 52nd in passing the ball, 57th overall. Not that bad.
Not terrible, actually.
Defensively, they were 82nd in scoring defense, 86 in rush defense, surprisingly for an Adazio coach team, 38 in pass defense, 64th overall.
Yeah. Adazio, you know, has done his entire career in the trenches. And so you would assume, you know, they wouldn't have more passing yards than or a higher passing rating than rushing.
They were just, he's a bad coach. I mean, look, I'm not trying to shit on Steve Adazio, but I watched so many games when he was at Boston College or Colorado State, and I said, this guy does not give his team any advantage by his coaching.
Well, I will push back because I think you are hypercritical about coaches that are bad at special teams. I think that's
I just think if you see a glaring weakness from one year, you should try to, like, what is a coach? Adapting.
Sure. But I also think that, you know, if you don't have if that's not your specialty, right, and you're good at something else, like you could say, okay, Mike Leach doesn't run the ball very well. They have 10 rushing yards per game.
No, that's he adapted last year. That's what I mean.
But
2 years ago, they were barely running it, and last year he noticed that they ran the ball. They ran the ball a lot more last year.
I would say it's still not the strong point of their offense, and so maybe that's not the strong point of Steve Adazio's coaching path. But all that to say, the guy went to 6 bowls in 7 years at Boston College. I know that's what
you
expect.
4 out of conference games against Maine and Northern Illinois and 2 wins in the ACC. Come on, dude.
All I got to say is the results kind of speak for themselves. If you're going bowling.
Well, let's talk about the results from last year, because they lost to South Dakota State, the Jackrabbits, by fucking 20 points in the season opener, 19.
You might have heard that South Dakota was in the FCS National Championship.
You can't lose just at home.
The game before that.
You cannot lose at home by 20 points to an FCS.
Yeah, it was not a good look. I'll give you that.
Then you lose to Vanderbilt, who Vanderbilt had lost to East Tennessee State by 20 points the week before. And you're hosting Vanderbilt and you lose? Then let's rattle off some of these
scores. I won't argue last year. They weren't good last year. They weren't even good at year one, which was a COVID year. Went 1-3 in year one.
He is a terror. I think he's, I mean, I'll put it like this. I haven't watched many coaches where I would flat out say they are what's holding the team back. I can honestly, I can't name that many. I felt like when watching Steve Adazio at both Boston College and Colorado State, I felt like his coaching was holding the team back both times. I don't get that feeling a lot. I can't even name many other. I'm trying to think. I mean, yes, I've seen bad coaching, but like, I get it. He was a good recruiter, but I always thought he put the team in a bad scenario, like going for like fourth downs at weird moments, a weird field position moments. And I just always thought he was terrible.
Weren't a good team the last few years. I'll push back one more time. Mike Bobo's last 2 years. I understand that circumstances were extenuating, but 3-9 and 4-8. And Steve Adazio takes over from that.
At least he beat the SEC team, Arkansas. You know, I mean, he had Vanderbilt coming in. Couldn't even get that. Adazio sucks, dude.
All right. Anyway,
he's a good
offensive line coach.
Offensive line coach, yeah. And decent recruiter. Probably dropping bags, but here we are.
Norvell's a better coach, it seems.
Yes. Jay Norvell, I mean, especially when you consider who he played for, who he's coached with. Obviously, he played for Hayden Fry and was a GA for Hayden Fry. He also played for Dan Reeves and Mike Ditka. He also coached with Barry Alvarez for a long time. Coached with Jim Mora, senior.
Damn good pedigree. Coached
with Bob Stoops for a long time.
Man.
So I think the guy knows a thing or two about a thing or two.
Yeah. Been around some winning coaches.
And he did a great job with Nevada. Let's be honest. When Bill Polian's son, Brian Polian, left him the job, they were terrible. Chris Aud had left. Brian Polian came in. Nevada went to a really bad level of football. And Jay Norvell came in and changed that.
Resurrected them.
Yeah. And we'll see what he can do in Fort Collins. I think Colorado State's a sleeping giant as far as a football program. So they got a lot of money going through that school. They got a big enrollment.
Huge.
Colorado's a growing state.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I am very intrigued about what's going on there. It's hard. This is an interesting preview because you don't have a ton of returning starters.
Yeah.
And offensively, they're bringing back, I say this as they, as in Matt Mummy and Jay Norvell.
Right.
They're bringing Clay Millen, who was the backup to Carson Strong, who actually played really well in limited action when Carson Strong was injured. He knows the offense. He's also bringing his starting center over and a few other offensive linemen from Nevada. And I thought some of the biggest stuff. Yes, Colorado State returns Ty McCullough and Dante Wright at the wide receiver position. I think both are talented, and I think they're probably going to benefit from being in the air raid. But the fact that Nevada is bringing in two of their like 1,000-yard wideouts, I think the offense is going to be ahead of schedule because of how many people you're bringing in. Now the defense, we will see. Freddie Banks is the defensive coordinator. Freddie Banks was at Nevada just a couple of years ago. Last year, he was in Bozeman at Montana State. What'd they do, Patty C?
Oh, FCS national championship game.
Yeah, got to the national championship game, lost to North Dakota State, but
yeah,
great job
getting
all
there. Only gave up 20 points in the entire season and playoffs up until that national championship game. Only gave up 20 points twice.
That's impressive. That is impressive.
Under 10 points, I'd have
in
to
the
count.
Big Sky, which had a great record against the FBS last year.
Yeah, he running a 4-2-5. He was a former defensive back. Colby mentioned Norvell was a former defensive back. You don't often see, you know, teams with defensive back, former defensive backs as defensive coordinators. Some that come to mind, Nick Saban, or 4-2-5 type schemes with Bud Foster and Gary Patterson, the defensive back centric schemes. So they are exciting. They generate turnovers. I'm not sure if that was the secret to Montana State's success last year, but when you pair that with the air raid, you got to figure they're going to be prepped to handle the pass in practice.
Yeah. And look, from a defensive standpoint too, you know, five starters are back on defense and their entire linebacking core. Now 1 of 4 back on the defensive line led by Devin Phillips, but the linebacking core with Daquan Jackson and some of these other guys, they should be pretty stout. 2 of 5 back in the secondary. It's going to be interesting to see what they can do fast because I know they have a big opener. We'll talk schedule. We're going to talk transfer portal. We're going to talk recruiting rankings in a minute here, but first I got to get us paid talking Colorado State football here. The Colorado State Rams season preview on the College Football Experience is brought to you by WinBet. Bet $50 at WinBet, get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WinBet. Download the WinBet app now or visit winbet.com. That's WinBet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold hard cash with their brand new over under game. Just head to sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's sleeper.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by Trade Coffee. Yes, Trade Coffee connects customers to the freshest and best tasting coffee they've ever made at home by partnering with the country's best craft roasters. These are independent businesses from big cities and small towns, and Trade customers are truly impactful for these independent roasters, often being the largest source of growth for them or new growth for them. And what's great about Trade Coffee is it's expert tasted coffee. I know that sounds crazy. Well, it's just a human being have no, these people taste test thousands of coffee and they keep 450 different kinds alive and ready to ship to you each day. I mean,
that's called a well-developed and what's the word I'm looking for? Just
dynamic
taste buds. Well, yes. It's just a very, very finely balanced, you know, palate there.
And it's like, that's like the Pepsi challenge. You know what I mean?
These are the pros, guys. Yeah. They're tasting your coffee for you. So you get the best stuff.
Exactly, man. So I mean, I really think you should try this because there's no one perfect coffee, but there is a perfect coffee for you, and Trade's human powered algorithm will find it for you. So right now Trade is offering a new subscribers, a total of $30 off your first order plus free shipping. When you go to drinktrade.com/SGP, that's more than 40 cups of coffee for free, people. All right. That's like, what Starbucks coffee's like $13 these days. What's more expensive, the gas prices or the coffee prices?
Exactly.
Right. Well, you're getting 40 cups of coffee. Actually, it's probably like 800 cups of coffee for free. Get started by taking their quiz at drinktrade.com/SGP and let Trade find you a coffee that you'll love. That's drinktrade.com/SGP for $30 off. We're also brought to you by IP Vanish. Did you know that browsing online using incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? I'm afraid so. That's right. Without added security, you might as well be giving away all your private data to hackers, advertisers, your ISP, and other prying eyes. That's why here at SGPN Studios, we use IP Vanish VPN. It makes it truly easy to stay private and secure on the internet. And it does that because IP Vanish helps you safely browse the internet by encrypting 100% of your data. That means your private details, your emails, your password, your browsing history, and more will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands. Even your physical location will be hidden. IP Vanish makes you virtually invisible online. So it's really that simple. And right now, go to ipvanish.com/SGP and use the promo code SGP and you'll claim 70% off your savings. That's ipvanish.com/SGP. All right, people, we are back talking. Colorado State Ram football. Gotta love it. Patty C, the transfer portal was a bit wild for the Rams, but that kind of makes sense when you bring in a new coach. This might be the new format moving forward when bringing in a coach with the NIL and all this stuff. I mean,
seems a bunch of coaches have been following this formula. Well, take your whole team.
Take a lot of your team. Linebacker Peter Montini.
You know what it reminds me of? Yeah. I hate to say this. It reminds me of like youth football. You know, if a new coach goes over and he knows a bunch of the kids.
Yeah, over here. Right. Yeah,
what is that? AAU style.
That's true. I mean, it's going to be about rapport with coaches probably, you know. So linebacker Peter Montini comes over from Novato. Offensive lineman Trevin Heal comes over from Nevada. Melquan Stovall, this guy's a beast. Wide receiver, 1,000-yard receiver, comes over from Nevada. Running back Avery Morrow comes over from Nevada. Offensive tackle Jacob Gardner comes over from Nevada. Wide receiver Torrey Horton comes over from Nevada. Starting quarterback. I mean, Torrey Horton is a 1,000-yard receiver as well. Quarterback Clay Millen comes over from Nevada. We just talked about him a minute ago. Offensive tackle Cole Feinhauer is coming over from Nevada. They got a couple other guys, an offensive lineman Dante Keys, who I think will start for them as well, from Florida International down there at the airport, taking a layover in Colorado, or Fort Collins. I almost said Colorado Springs. Defensive end CJ Onyechi from Rutgers comes in, and cornerback Chigozie Enyusum.
Nice.
From Cal.
Well
Cal
done.
Berkeley. Justin Wilcox. I'd say they actually kind of won the transfer portal. I know they lost their off some of their offensive linemen, but they're more run based offensive linemen.
So eight guys from Nevada they took with them.
I think eight guys that I can keep track of. Once again, this is changing every day.
Yeah.
So it might be more, but I think they're all going to be starters for the most part.
Wow.
I think only a couple guys will not be starters. So that's why I wonder. Like normally when we forecast these teams in that transition, it's going to be interesting to watch whether we're right or whether we're wrong, because I can't recall a time where an air raid coach comes into another team where you know there's going to be a big shift from philosophy, but you bring in all these players that are going to start. So
I mean, if you bring your entire offense and the fact that they're just wearing a different uniform, is that going to lead to a huge drop off?
I think not. I think the offense is actually going to be in pretty good shape considering you're bringing in these receivers. They know about, you know, air raid runs a lot of what mesh, and I think it'll actually, I don't think the offense will be as set back as other teams have been.
It's a relatively simple system, you know, like,
but once you get that timing down, but they've had that timing.
Yeah.
The offensive lineman, the quarterback, the receivers, they've had that timing.
Right. I think what I mean by that is once you have established it and you're a step ahead on the timing as opposed to a step behind, then you stay a step ahead and it works, and they'll come in. You would think that that would make them right off the bat ready to compete, but I do think just because they're meshing it with players that haven't done it before, the entire offense.
That's more so on the defense. On the offense, it's really like your whole offense from Nevada, it seems like.
To how many players do we think are going to be from Nevada starting on this offense? Do we think all eight of those guys?
I would say about six.
Six. Yeah. I mean, that's huge.
Yeah.
I think for the
first. Well, we know the quarterback, two wideouts, and I think three offensive linemen, maybe four offensive linemen.
Yeah.
So
I think even more so in that in the air raid, we're going to see a faster transition and I guess learning curve being ascended faster. Lance Leopold at going from Buffalo to Kansas last year showed the first half of the season was tough, but by the second half of the season, almost beat Oklahoma.
He doesn't even run the air raid.
Did beat Texas, but all that
almost
to say,
beat TCU and West Virginia too. Yeah, I mean, there was a big difference.
It only took half a season, in other words, for all those players that he brought over with him to get acclimated with each other,
but that's
and gel.
That's still like he's still. I get your point and I see the comparison, but at the same time, I feel like
it's not even a system thing there.
Yeah.
Whereas here, the system can gel even faster. Like
he still it took a random quarterback from Kansas and a transfer from North Texas. I think it was Jason Bean, and made him. He didn't have any experience with them. This is like Clay Millen has been in the air raid.
Yeah.
For a while.
I mean, according to Leach, with the quarterbacks down there at Mississippi State, it's getting the buy-in, getting the players to believe. Okay.
And the rhythm. He always says there's a rhythm to it. Like you'll
pick go to the checkdown when it's time to go to the checkdown.
And you have to trust that.
Yeah.
You have to always trust what the numbers are giving you. I believe from what he was telling us.
Yeah. It seems like a numbers game there,
but I guess so. Las Vegas here on this graphics. Once again, check out on YouTube, Las Vegas saying the win total. Well, first off, recruiting rankings,
Let's take a look. Look, they've been remarkably steady over the last five cycles with Bobo's last year and kind of the Bobo Adazio in between. They dropped to 104, but between that 86, 85, 85, and 81 with 104 right in the middle. Within the conference, that's good for 4-2, 5-6, 5. Now they had done a little before better recruiting under Boba the first 2 years, 73 and 75. So their composite rank within the conference has been 2-2-2 and 3 for the past four cycles, not playing up to their talent level. That's a bad reflection on both Bobo and Adazio over the past 4 years.
I know Bobo had some health. I think he was gone for like a season though. He had some crazy health scare.
Yeah.
But
can't really blame Bobo for that. Maybe there is some talent there in the cupboard though. And with the talent they're bringing in, maybe.
Well, that's why I think they're actually one of the more interesting teams. I know I've said this for a lot of teams as we preview every team here on the College Football Experience, but I do think they're one of the more interesting teams. Like I know like originally when I saw, you know, Colorado State at Michigan, which is their first game. And by the way, Las Vegas putting this graphic here on YouTube, the win total at 5.5. I think that game, I'm still going to take Michigan to win. I don't think it's going to be like, I'm just saying, I think it could get interesting if they're like, I thought it would be a bye week before.
Yeah.
And now like the more I lean into it, I'm like, huh.
I completely disagree with you.
Yeah.
I mean, I get what you're saying, especially Air Raid. You're immediately drawn back to the likes of Appalachian State going to Michigan first game of this season. You know, pulling that huge
Michigan
upset.
Lost both coordinators, a lot of talent. You know,
I get what you're saying. And Nevada, if it was Nevada bringing back everything they had and going to Michigan, then I get what you're saying. So if we think that they're going to be exactly like as good as Nevada was last year, then I would agree with you. But I think it's going to take more than one game. I think, you know, it's going to take several games before this will gel completely. And I think Michigan is primed to like come out the gates pretty fast here.
I mean, I'm taking Michigan. I wasn't going to take Colorado State regardless, but yeah. I find that game more interesting now than I did 3 months ago or 6 months ago, knowing all the talent that came in from Reno.
Right. We'll probably know right away what we're looking at there, but if they're executing at a high level right off the bat, then that could be a more interesting game.
Yeah. So week two, they come back to Fort Collins at Canvas Stadium. They take on the Blue Raiders and Rick Stockstill, who for some reason apparently all Murfreesboro thinks is a terrible coach, and he's actually really good.
All right.
I'm going to take Colorado State to win this one, but I think this will be a good football game.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think
coming into altitude,
very helpful that this game is being played in Fort Collins and not Murfreesboro.
Agreed.
Yeah.
So I got them 1-1. You got them 1-1 after the first 2 weeks. Then this is a very interesting game to me. They're going to Washington State. I know one of their starting offensive linemen from a season ago transferred to Wazoo. I think actually a few players transferred to Wazoo. Martin Stadium, been there. That's a great place, fun place. You know, Jake Dickert did a solid job with Nick Rolovich. You know, obviously that thing didn't work out there as a state employee. Rolovich is our boy, been on the show, so I can't, you know, hopefully Nick gets
fucking
it back going.
Nonsense, yeah, man.
But Jake Dickert did a great job, and I think he's a good coach.
Yeah,
you know.
He stepped in. Yeah. He performed very well.
Now they lost Jaden DeLora. They have Cameron Ward coming in from Incarnate Word, but I think this is a 50-50 game. But I think I slightly lean Washington State.
Yeah, me too.
If this was later in the year, I think I might take Colorado State.
What, 6-7 last year? Yeah. What was it? Yeah. Okay. So Pullman. Yeah, it's going to be a good game. Should be a fun one.
I'll take Wazoo.
Lean Wazoo.
I think this would be like a 33-27 game.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be surprised if Colorado State could find a way to win this one.
One or two scores for sure.
So 1-2, and then they host the Big Sky. Watch out, because the Big Sky last year made their mark when Montana knocked off Washington, who was a top 15 team or top 20 team. You saw Eastern Washington go down to UNLV and beat them in the Mountain West.
Yeah.
You saw UC Davis with Dan Hawkins go to Tulsa and beat them.
Is Northern Arizona?
Yeah, Northern Arizona's in that, and Northern Arizona went to Arizona and beat them.
Oh man,
this conference
was that all in the same week or like?
I think
same
it was in like
weeks.
I think a lot of those were the same week, and I think Weber State for the first half was giving Utah fits. Yeah. Second half, I think Utah opened it up.
Yeah, you're right.
Watch out though. Sacramento State's not a bad program.
9-3 last year.
Not a bad program. Watch out.
Lost to South Dakota State by 5. Whereas what did Colorado
20 by 19
Colorado State lost to South Dakota.
They dressed that up a little bit.
Yeah. Watch out.
Watch out. The Hornets can play, but I'm going to take Colorado State to get it done.
Yeah, I think so too.
So 2-2 after the month of September, they get a bye the first week of October. And now this is the game. Friday night. Love how they put this on TV.
Coming off a bye. Nice job by Colorado State.
This is
here.
Must watch TV for me because I know things didn't.
Oh,
you
Nevada
know.
Coming off a bye too, I guess, on a Friday night.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. McKay Stadium in Reno. I think Nevada.
I don't know, man. You think Nevada?
No. Yeah. I think Nevada got really hurt by all the portal and everything. And I know Shane Illingsworth's coming in from Oklahoma State. I just think Nevada's not there this year. I think they're going to have a big setback year this year. I'm taking Colorado State to get the win.
I mean, they lost to Nevada 52-10 last year. I don't care how big of a step back you're taking. That's a huge gap. 6 touchdowns. That's a huge gap to make up.
They just got killed by the portal though.
They did get killed by the portal. They got killed by their coach.
Yeah.
I expect a really good game.
I can't wait to watch this one though.
I think you're asleep on Nevada a little bit personally.
Okay.
But I agree that this is going to be competitive. Who do you got in this one?
I got Colorado State. I feel pretty good about it. I think that Nevada lost too much.
I'm going Nevada.
Really? Really?
52-10, buddy. 52-10.
And that guy who's dropped at 52 is the coach of Colorado State.
All
now.
I got to say is prove it.
Matt Mummy is drawing up plays in Fort Collins now. So,
well, who do you think of all the players that have seen it in practice for the last however many years with the Norvell crew? They'll be ready for that.
I can't
wait. It's going to be a fun game.
I can't wait. Well, I got them then at 3-2. Once again, the win total 5.5. They're hosting the Mountain West champs, Utah State. I think this is going to be a fun game. Utah State did hammer them, I believe, last year, but I think that's going to be a fun game.
Actually, that game was 26-24.
Wow.
Close game.
Watch out, though, man. Watch out.
In Logan. This one's in
Fort Collins. Yeah.
And Utah State did what last year? They were 11-3. Yeah.
Wow. I think this is a dangerous game for Utah State. I really do. So keep an eye on this game. I'm going to take Utah State.
I'm going to take Utah State too.
But another thing is Utah State coming off of the triple option with Air Force.
Body blow.
Yeah. So keep an eye out on that game. I think it could be a pivotal one. Then Hawaii comes to Fort Collins. Timmy Chang was part of this staff with Matt Mummy. He was the wide receivers coach. Shout out to Timmy Chang back home with his alma mater at Hawaii and our friend June Jones. Shout out to June. But Hawaii just seems like a project. I think Colorado State blows them out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a reason June didn't take that job.
He was trying to get that job, apparently. Yeah. I don't know. But there was a lot of stuff going against him. I feel like the administration and stuff. So
I thought he had asked for a little more than they were willing to give.
Yes.
And Timmy Chang was willing to take that job.
He's younger, man. Yeah. June Jones is like 70.
June Jones knows what it takes. He's only got X amount of years left.
I'm rooting for Timmy Chang, though, man.
Yeah.
So what does that put us at, Patty C? I got him then at I got him at 4-3. Seven games in. I think you have him at 3-4.
I have them, yeah, with the Hawaii win, I have them at 3-4. Yeah.
So 4-3. All they need is two more wins to cash the over here. At Boise State, I don't think they're ready for that one. I think Hank Bachmeyer and Boise will be rolling.
That's an L.
So I got him at 4-4. They're at San Jose State. This is one to circle because I think this is a winnable game, but it's also a game you could lose. It's on the second end of a back-to-back away, which I think is challenging. Patty C, give me a Colorado State upset here.
Ooh, I could see it. I could see it. I think between Nevada, Utah State, or Boise State and San Jose State, I could see one win that I wasn't expecting there. So I'll give you that win too.
So I got him now one win away. I got him at 5.
You got him at 5 and 4. I got him at 4-5.
And then they're home to Wyoming. This is a total contrast in styles. This will be a very interesting
Air Raid
game.
Versus Pound the Rock.
Yeah.
Wyoming won by 14 last year, 31-17. That was in Laramie though.
You know what? I'll go Wyoming just to be different.
Well, you're not going to be that different cuz I'm going Wyoming here
okay.
too.
Okay. Okay. At Air Force, very different styles. Air Force won in Reno last year. I think Air Force wins at home at Falcon Stadium.
I got Air Force winning that one too.
And to me, this is the one where you cash your over. I am taking Nevada. I'm sorry. I'm taking Colorado State to beat New Mexico in Fort Collins on Friday, November 25th.
Well, they got him in Albuquerque last year, 36-7. So this should be a cakewalk again, you would think.
And I got Colorado State bowling in year one with Jay Norvell. And I actually think, you know, I got him at 6-6 from what we just did, but I actually think, you know, you factor in that Wyoming game or that Air Force game and even that Washington State game, I think there's a decent shot they can be a 7-5 team. I think it's more likely that they're 7-5 than 5-7.
I disagree. I think they're going 5-7. I think it's going to take a little time for this to gel. I think the prospects are bright moving forward, but whenever you're putting in a new scheme and a really specific like system, take some time sometimes.
And what the fuck is the schedule where you don't have Colorado on the schedule, guys?
Yeah.
Colorado and Colorado State need to work things out. I know. I think it's coming on the horizon, but
guys, this isn't Alabama, Texas, or Texas.
I love
State
that rivalry.
Texas.
The Rocky Mountain Showdown.
Yeah, of course. No, this was a heated ass rivalry.
Yeah. I miss it, man. That's the problem with like all this conference realignment stuff. And
when did they stop playing? Let me take a look at that. It's their second most played game of all times. Looks like 2019 was one of the more recent games they played. So right up into 2019 they were playing, but last two seasons.
What's going on? It's like BYU not playing Utah this year. College football suffer. We suffer, folks. The fans suffer.
Give us Rocky Mountain football. Make it a thing.
Well, it's so funny because college football as a whole is complaining that fan attendance is down. That's because you're taking away the Pitt and West Virginias, the Colorado States, the BYU Utahs, the Texas A&M Texases. Those rivalries,
the games that
Nebraska Colorado
are actually passionate about.
They were all a blast, and you replace them with some. I mean, look, Middle Tennessee, more power to you, or Wazoo. I don't know, but come on, let's get that back.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Odds Colorado State ends up with a Big 12 invite at some time in the future.
I think it could happen. They got to get it going now, though. Yeah. Their basketball program is very, very good too. Yeah,
those spots are getting plucked up left and right. Who else is on the radar for future expansion into the Big 12?
Boise, Memphis,
Boise,
SMU,
Memphis, maybe Tulane,
SMU too potentially.
SMU,
yeah.
And they're only probably gonna they're gonna be.
I personally think they should consider. Well, I guess the football program's got to be better, but I would consider UNLV or San Diego State's got a good program, but I don't know if they want to go into
that
Southern California.
West,
yep. Yeah. But they should. But
Colorado State, though, there has been Colorado in the Big 12 before. Bring them back. We've seen the success.
I would love it.
That
I would love
be fun.
It. So
and that would make that Colorado rivalry even
it
juicier.
It would.
Yeah.
So folks, subscribe to the College Football Experience as we break down all 131 teams with a solo podcast for each one. I'm on the over. Patty C's on the under. Right. Mm-hmm. So
it'll be close.
Buckle up! I can't wait for week one. Also subscribe to the College Basketball Experience because we host that. Colorado State, great college basketball program there. I know David Roddy got drafted the other day. And subscribe to the College Baseball Experience as well as the USFL Gambling Podcast we host. But that's just us. The SGPN crew does a ton of other podcasts. You name it. I mean, Colorado Avalanche are in the Stanley Cup right now. Subscribe to the NHL Gambling Podcast because they've had that on lockdown. A lot of fun over there, folks. Give us a nice rating on iTunes. 5 stars. Come on, give us a comment. Say, hey, this Pick Dundee bastard and Patty C, they're a bunch of idiots, but the show's fun. It's good. And if you do that, take a screenshot. Find me on Twitter or find the show on Twitter at TCE on SGPN or me personally at The Colby D. Show us that screenshot. We'll send you a College Football Experience t-shirt. Patty C is on Twitter at Patty C831. NC Nick, who is still on vacation, is on Twitter at NC_NICK. Give us all a follow. And the Sports Gambling Podcast is on Twitter at the SGP Network. You're going to want to check out the Sports Gambling Podcast because they've already done a bunch of NFL breakdowns. Obviously, Russell Wilson with the Denver Broncos. That is exciting.
Exciting little situation there.
Yes. So check it out, folks. We got you covered. Get the SGPN app. I think you'll really dig it. Patty C, anything else when it comes to the Colorado State Rams?
Just give me that song one more time.
Oh, you want to ram it? Okay. Hang on, folks. Well, let me tell you this. All right. This is the College Football Experience, Colorado State Ram style. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here. Hey.